You're welcome to our Blessed Monday edition of Bethel Encounter. And Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. And as you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen.
Amen.
Numbers 6:24-26 says that the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. This is my prayer for you this afternoon. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's begin from 2 Thessalonians 2:13 to 14, which says that we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren beloved by the Lord. Because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth to which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, let's thank God for the gift of salvation and also for the opportunity to gather with other believers in his presence to pray. Father,
thank
we give you thanks. We give you all the glory for saving us.
We are so grateful, Lord, for this gift of salvation. We thank you for saving us, Lord, from sin and from hell. We thank you for translating us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. We are so grateful for this grace that has found all of us. In the name of Jesus, we also pray for the opportunity to gather with other believers in your presence to pray this afternoon. We do not take it for granted, the opportunity to come before you, our Lord and our King, to pray, Lord, to pray, to place our requests before you in the name of Jesus, and to thank you for all the wonderful things you have done in our lives. Mekaya bo shayandeya tuandaya kaba shayadadaba limano sekete yandeyana mo shekete yanene mo sayadadaba. Lord, we thank you. Lako shayante yanene mo shayata limrata yadabede mo shekete endekaya do shayade besi antaya limano ko shayade dede ya sukaraba de ya supalebe remana kata yadadene ne mo shata yadadaba. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Lakoshiete ene mo shakata yadaba sheyende ene me. Thank you for this gift of salvation. One more time. Thank you. Lakosianta ene kaya shaya dadana mo sekete yende ene me she librata yadadana na na kosha yende ene ne 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 basianta yadaba librata yadana na kasha yadadana na na ma leke yende ne ne mo shata yadadana na na mo sekete yende ene me. Repele ne 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 mo shata ya da da ba niki ya mo shata ya da 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 mo sikete ne ne me mado para ya ta ya ne mo shete ne 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 mo se ya da be. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Na kusata ya ne mo she ya da be niko sa ya da be shata ya da ba ora kata ya ne 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 me repele ne 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 ke suante arabati entu ne ne me ne me ne me. Thank you for choosing us for salvation. We thank you, Lord.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hebrews 13, verse 7. Remember them which have rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, we are thanking God for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music and the entire ministry. Please open your mouth from the depth of your hearts and pray for the leadership, pray for the members. Thank the Lord that He's constantly preserved leadership and the membership and everyone. Let's open our mouths from the depth of our hearts and pray. Father, we thank you.
Amen.
For the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music and the entire ministry. In the name of Jesus, we are grateful that you've preserved us. You've kept us. Jesus, your name will constantly be glorified in our purpose, leading us and showing us which way to go. Jesus, we give you all the glory. We thank you. That leadership, oh God, and our purpose, as well as membership of the ministry, are all preserved in you in Jesus' name. We are grateful. Proverbs 28, verse 13 says, whoever conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy. Therefore, let us ask God forgiveness of sins in any way that we've trespassed against God's will. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for forgiveness. We thank you that this encounter will be one that will change our lives in Jesus. God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Therefore, let's pray and ask that the will of God for our lives and also for Glow Music Ministry in line with his end time kingdom agenda will be established. Please open your mouth from the depth of your hearts and pray, Lord, let your counsel and your purpose concerning my life and the ministry in line with your end time kingdom agenda, let it be established in the name of Jesus. Mashata, make a way and then a my and the laba, a carrier mashata and then in a bay, Rakatana mashata and then in a bay. Lord, let your will and your purpose concerning our lives, so God, as individuals and the ministry in its entirety be established in line with your end time kingdom agenda in the precious name of Jesus. Psalm 90, verse 16 to 17 says that thy work appear unto thy servants and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands establish thou it. Hallelujah. Amen. Therefore, we are praying that the Lord will ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands. As we serve him faithfully, please open your mouth from the depth of your heart, Father. Ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands. As we serve you faithfully in the name of Jesus. In our work, Lord Jesus, let your blessing which maketh rich and add no sorrow to it, Lord, come upon it in the name of Jesus, that it will be fruitful to benefit the kingdom, be fruitful to benefit society, it will be fruitful to benefit us, our families as well. In the name of Jesus, we give you all the praise, that as we trust you with our finances, Lord Jesus, in full service, Lord Jesus, we will see fruitfulness just like you did with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in the name of Jesus. 1 John 1 verse 2 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. In 1 Peter 2:24 says, Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, shall live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, we are praying and enforcing God's provision of divine health, which we've seen in the word and the scripture above, over our lives, our families, our loved ones, the leadership of the ministry, and the entire membership. In Jesus' name, please open your mouth and the depth of your heart, Father. And we are praying and enforce your divine health provision made in your word, Lord Jesus, which the price you paid on the cross to purchase divine health, Lord, we tap into it and we enforce it over our lives, our families, our loved ones, Lord Jesus, the leadership and the entire membership of the ministry. Lord, let divine health speak for us throughout this year. Divine health speak for us throughout this year. In the name of Jesus. Make a way under the Mashata, Rabada Bayanda Daba, make a way under the Mashatali, Repene Moshagada Bayandi, make a way under the Mashata and Daba, make a way under the Moshagada Bayandi. Give the Lord thanks for answered prayer. Father, we thank you that you started off with us, oh God, in these opening prayers. Lord, we've seen the answers, we've seen the testimonies. We are grateful for it, oh God, in this encounter. Will not miss us. Lord, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise in the name of Jesus. Now let us praise the Lord for his goodness towards us. In my heart, in my heart, in my heart, I will praise the Lord and sing.
give God the praise for this day. We thank God for the gift of life. Life is a gift, and we thank God for it. If we are strong and healthy today, we thank God for it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today is a blessed Monday, and at Bethel Encounter, we are here to pray. Prayer must be the daily habit of every music servant. A man strive, he must strive lawfully. Two opening scriptures. Romans chapter 8 verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And Psalm 119 verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It is important to be led by the blessing. And we learned from in our previous session that the blessing is the Holy Spirit. And we must be led. Romans 8:14. If we are sons of God, the qualification to be a son of God is the leading of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we must be led by the Spirit through the Word of God. The Word of God be put to our feet and a light unto our path. Now, of course, sons have access to inheritance. And as sons and daughters, as we are led, there are benefits. It is clearly stated in Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. So benefit one is divine provisions. As long as we are led, and sons and daughters are led, people who are led by the Holy Spirit or led by the blessing. And as we are led, as he leads us like a shepherd, we shall never be in want throughout the year 2025 in the name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 6 verse 32. It says, for after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The things that we worry about daily, on daily basis, the things we worry about, money, family, shelter, basic needs, we worry about them. How's tomorrow going to go? When am I going to have kids? When every time worrying and worrying, anxieties of life, can I make enough to pay towards my insurance? Can I make enough to lay up money that when I'm old, I will have enough to survive and to take care of others? We, on daily basis, worry, what will I wear to church? The choir sold their uniform last month. This month, it says, Bishop's birthday. So we must sew another dress. Contributions. Today, here, you are contributing on old student's page. Contributing on association page. Contributions on even community pages. Before church. And you look at the financial economy. Or the financial state of things. So constantly our minds are being battered with life issues. Our minds constantly be battered. But scripture, Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6 verse 32, our heavenly Father, to whom we pray every day, he knows that we have need of these things. Luke 12:30 gives another version of it. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after. Remember Matthew, in Matthew said the Gentiles seek after. And here it says the nations. Everyone, majority of people, because at the end of the day, broad is the way that leads to destruction. So the majority of people are embattled with all these needs. But he speaks to us that we must not be the same. And your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. He's told us clearly, our part is to seek the kingdom and its righteousness. That means to operate the principles of the kingdom, to fulfill the demands of what better of us in the kingdom. To seek the kingdom, and you see the scripture, it says that if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and shall be granted unto you. It means that we must abide in him. Abiding in Jesus is abiding in the kingdom. It says that when you see these things, it means that the kingdom of God is come upon you. So when you see me, Jesus, there's no kingdom without a king. Jesus is our king. And as long as we focus on him, we abide in the kingdom. We walk in the kingdom. That is all he requires of us. He requires not us to be worrying and thinking about these things, because there's nothing, there's so much that we can do. But he is in charge of it all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes we can sit in rehearsals and you see in someone's face that this person is far away. They are not in the meeting. Pastor, I've come, but my mind is far away. And Jesus says that, stop worrying, my child. Stop worrying, my son. Sometimes in a church service, you look in a pastor's face and you realize that he can't smile. Praising, all right, but waiting for the bill to be presented at the close of the meeting. The Lord will surprise us with good things this year.
Amen.
As we pursue the kingdom of God. Amen. As we abide in him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As we are led by him. Our last two scriptures, Hebrews 6:9. But beloved, ye are persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. Better things, you are in the right place being with the Lord. Matthew chapter 19, verse 29. And everyone under hath forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold and shall inherit everlasting life. These promises will always come to pass. Our problem is that we set our timelines instead of patiently focusing on him and his work, focusing on the kingdom and his righteousness, and allowing God to do his bit. We focus on our timelines. God, I expect that by age 40, I would have built a mansion. I expect that according to social standards, by this age, I would have done this. I feel trapped that nothing is happening and I'm going nowhere. I'm taking no step. There's no progress in all that I'm doing. This school I've attended, but I haven't gotten any better job with it. This marriage I've been for years, but nothing seems to be working. Why is it same old, same old, same old, same old? How am I going to pay for my children's fees? Even when they were in the crash, now they are moving to class one. How am I going to go about all these things? But the Lord says that, seek ye first the kingdom, and I will pay the fees. Seek ye first the kingdom, and I will provide the spouse. Seek ye first the kingdom, and I will provide all that you need. Don't be double-eyed. Look at me, like yesterday we learned, that those who focused on Jesus, focused on the bronze serpent that Moses had done by the instructions of the Lord, the same lived. We are not here to merely exist. We are here to live to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Amen. We are here to live, and you will live to the glory of God.
Amen.
You will not merely exist, but we must focus on the kingdom and its righteousness. Be comforted and cheer up, because the Lord, according to his time, is going to do the best ever in your life. It may seem long, but he's saving the best for last. And you will smile tearfully with joy for what the Lord has done. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, it is settled in your life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Please declare after me, Father in heaven.
Amen.
I trust in you.
I trust in you.
Regardless of what I see with my physical eye. I trust in you.
I
make that choice. I believe in your word.
I believe in your word.
All these things I worry about.
All these things I worry about.
I choose to not worry about them any longer.
I choose to not worry about them.
Because I can't do anything by my strength.
Because I can't do anything.
I hand them all over to you.
I hand them all over to you.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
This blessed Monday.
This blessed Monday.
Henceforth. Continue to show.
Continue to show.
Forth your power.
Forth your power.
In my life.
In my life.
Grant me the grace.
Grant me the grace.
To patiently wait on you.
To patiently wait on you.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty
name. I give you all the glory.
I give you all the glory.
For I am persuaded.
For I am persuaded.
That you being in charge of my life.
That you being in charge of my life.
You perfect everything that concerns me.
You perfect everything that
concerning my music ministry.
Concerning my
family.
Concerning my family.
Concerning everything that concerns me.
Concerning everything that concerns
I give you all the praise.
I give you all the praise.
Just for a moment, lift up praise unto the Lord. Bless his name. Give him all the glory. He's our Father in heaven. We are not destitute. We've not been abandoned. We have a Father. He says that I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age. Thank you, Lord. Before we pray, before we sing our last song of worship, if you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, that is the only way by which you can become a child of the King, the Creator of heavens and earth. We call him Abba Father, our wonderful loving Father. But that relationship, child, Heavenly Father relationship, comes through only one way. And it comes through Christ Jesus. For without him, we are mere sinners. Because scripture says that for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We are born into sin. But when we turn to Jesus, he has already paid that price by dying on the cross. And yet rising again in victory for our sake. Winning the victory over death for our sake. So that we can be restored. That relationship can be restored back to our Father in heaven. So just say this short prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus. Today I come before you, Lord. I cannot help myself. I cannot save myself. I cannot construct any connection with our Heavenly Father. Except through you. So today please have mercy upon me. A mere sinner. And Lord, grant me your Holy Spirit. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. From today, be my King. And restore me unto yourself. In Jesus' name have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Be you.
If you just gave your life to Christ, kindly contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen.
We are glad that you could fellowship with us today, for all those who are here for the first time. And those who have not had the privilege to be around for some time, we say welcome. Our divine mandate as a ministry is to preach God's word to the lost through God-inspired music, edify believers through scripturally sound music, raise and deploy seasoned ministers of God in music through service. Your being here is not by chance, but carefully orchestrated by God for your spiritual growth and development into an active believer in kingdom service. As you fellowship and serve with us at Glow Music, God will meet your every need and godly desire according to his word in Psalm 37, verse 4. Amen.
Amen.
Watch all of our live services, programs, concerts, and song releases on glowmusictv.com/live. Download scripturally sound gospel music from glowmusicrecords.com to edify your spirit. Share your testimonies and prayer requests through the links that are shared on the WhatsApp pages or in the description on YouTube. Please take note that Bethel Encounter continues tomorrow from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. Make it a point to join us, and your life and ministry will experience transformation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Listen to the audio podcast of today's message titled, Let the Blessing Lead the Way, Part 2, on glowmusicministry.com, and pray some more with the topic shared to secure your testimonies, according to Acts 20, verse 32. Send your offerings, your tithes, and covenant seeds through mobile money. The number is 054-362-7478. God richly bless you for being part of today's service.
Shall we share the grace? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. We'll meet again tomorrow for Anointed Tuesday. Shalom.